This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined this morning by our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And again, joining us this morning are CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Guys, how are we doing this week?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How have you been?
I'm doing really, really well. Malia, how are you on this beautiful fall-like morning?
Definitely fall. We're excited to enjoy this cool, brisk weather. It's wonderful.
It is absolutely comfortable and great weather, and we've got a great conversation ahead. We're going to be talking about a word that you may hear often and may wonder, what does that really mean, which is guarantee. I guarantee, and we'll find out what that means and what you need to understand when that word is used. So we'll get to that in just a moment. A couple of things to keep in mind. Of course, I mentioned the website, klossfinancial.com. Great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. They're separate divisions. You can learn more about the team there. And, of course, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a nice little snapshot of what's going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Again, just head on over to klossfinancial.com. See a little envelope that says Stay Current, and that's where you get signed up. I did it a few years ago, and it's a really nice, again, just a little reminder of kind of what's going on in the markets. And, of course, if you miss part of the show, you can always get caught up that way. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Not going to cost you a thing. Their telephone number again, 442-5637. Speaking of phone numbers and great opportunities, CJ and Malia are here for you, and they'd love to answer your question this morning at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. A lot of fun that goes on during the program as well. We do head on over to the mailbag with the listener question corner. Also, another great thing is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Wildly popular. We'll be doing another one this week. Another fantastic opportunity to win a great prize, a $25 gift card to Target, of course, provided by our friends at Kloss Financial. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation about guarantees, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a wonderful conversation about Social Security and specifically spousal benefits for Social Security. So if that applies to you, listen to last week's show and you could learn something new. Our question last week was, if you're eligible to collect a spousal benefit for Social Security, what percentage of your spouse's Social Security benefit full retirement age can you collect? 50% or 75%? So Kevin of Madison, congratulations to you. You correctly answered that 50% is the amount that you could collect. So congratulations. Listen carefully to today's question.
Really good. And again, yeah, we'll do one a little bit later on the program. Great prize. Again, a $25 gift card to Target. So as mentioned, we are going to be talking about the word and some of the conversation around that word, guarantee, which of course everyone loves to hear it. Let's talk then about what guarantees people can look for or expect when it comes to things involving their money, like savings in a bank or investing in the stock market. What's guaranteed? What are the ins and outs there?
Yeah, we did a show on this once before. We're going to do it again today because it comes up quite often as we meet with people, and rightfully so. I guess to the untrained mind, the concept is, hey, I'm going to put my money into something that's going to hopefully grow it, but there's risk associated, and therefore the baseline question is, what guarantees do I have? I will be frank, for us who are in the industry and who get educated on all the different risks associated with things, once you're kind of behind the curtain, so to speak, you do start chuckling at this concept of guarantee, because even if you have a guarantee, which we'll be talking about some like SIPC or FDIC, even credit unions have certain guarantees, that comes at a cost, right? So there's pros and cons of any direction you go when it comes to investing your money or growing your money. And it's just important for you to understand the component part. So as you can imagine, Sean, everyone wants the greatest amount of return with no risk.
Yes.
Right? And gosh, I do too, by the way. That sounds fantastic. You know, 10, 20% a year, no risk associated. Let's just make that happen. But unfortunately, that's just not the way life works. As a matter of fact, if you think about people who have done well in life, it's often because of risks they took in their career or in starting a business, whatever it might be. There is risk associated with potentially great outcomes. So we thought it was a great program to start talking about what the types of guarantees that are available specifically for your money in banks, credit unions, and investment accounts. So let's begin with the investment frontier. So again, Malia, in a moment, we'll be talking about banks and credit unions. I'm going to begin with your investments and how they might be protected and from what. So most people have seen the signs on financial institutions where they can perform, investments, which says SIPC, S-I-P-C, which stands for Securities Investor Protection Corporation. This came into being in the late 1960s because of very high trading volume that was accompanied by steep declines in the stock market. During that time, there were many broker-dealers that had merged or went out of business, and they couldn't meet the obligations of customers, and therefore they went bankrupt. Hence, public confidence in the U.S. Securities market was pretty tenuous, and it made it difficult for people to invest and keep their money in the markets because they just didn't have confidence. As a result of some of those extreme times, Congress passed this SIPC, Securities Investors Protection Act of 1970, with the purpose to protect customers against certain types of losses resulting from broker-dealer failure, and of course, to promote confidence in the markets. So notice I slowed down and said certain types of losses. So pay attention here. Bottom line, as it relates to SIPC, if your brokerage firm goes out of business and is a member of the SIPC, then your cash and securities held by the brokerage firm may be protected up to $500,000 per account per broker firm, and up to $250,000 of which can be in cash. SIPC insurance covers most types of securities, stocks, bonds, mutual funds. And then if a SIPC member becomes insolvent, SIPC will ask a court to appoint a trustee to supervise the firm's liquidation and to process the investor's claims. Now, to put this in real-world examples, if you think back when the Bernie Madoff scandal occurred, as of the end of 2020, the trustee for the Bernie Madoff Investment Securities LLC liquidation had actually recovered $14.4 billion and distributed nearly $13.9 billion to investors. So there's a real-world example of a trustee stepping in, working to recover dollars, and trying to make investors whole up to those maximums. However, SIPC does not protect you against losses caused by a decline in the market value of your securities. So this is where people get confused. They go, oh, I invested in, I don't know, Starbucks, right? I invested in Starbucks and it lost 30% of its value because people aren't drinking coffee anymore. And I filed a claim with SIPC. And you go, no, that's not the way it works, right? You're taking on the risk of the market. But what SIPC is trying to do is remove, or I should say limit, the risk of a failure of a broker dealer. So since the creation of SIPC, they have recovered $141 billion in assets for over 773,000 investors. So you can see the idea of SIPC is to build confidence in the securities markets. You know, and I missed one thing. Mm-hmm. SIPC does not cover securities that are not registered with the SEC. It's actually a big deal. Sometimes people invest their money in something that is not registered with the SEC. It'll lose value, and then they'll try to make a claim on it. That's one of the reasons why institutions like ours only invest in SEC-registered securities, because we want to make sure that there's those minimum levels of protection.
Really great information there, laying out the groundwork for what we're talking about today. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. They'd love to get to know you. It all starts with a phone call. 442-5637 is the telephone number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment with Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 442-5637. Or if you've got a question for CJ and Malia, we'd love to get you on the air this morning at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. The website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. So what do we need to understand about the FDIC and what it guarantees?
Yeah. So again, back to that word guarantees, you know, and we talk about this sometimes. What's guaranteed? Everyone says death, taxes, and no one wants to hear about that. But there are a few things that have guarantees. And so Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC, is an independent agency of the U.S. government, and it does protect you against the loss of your insured deposits if it's at an FDIC-insured bank or savings association. So the FDIC insurance is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. And it was created way back in 1933. It was responding to the bank failures that occurred across the country back in the 20s and the 30s. And so since the start of the actual FDIC insurance in January of 1934, no depositor has lost a single cent of insured funds because of a failure. So what's important to understand here is that if you have money in an FDIC deposited account and you are worried about it, you should know that you are covered with that money in that account, your principal plus any interest accrued through the date of the default, if there was a default, for up to $250,000. It's really important to understand that because people are like, they throw around numbers all the time, and most of us remember, oh yeah, it used to be $100,000, and then it was temporarily extended up to $250,000, and then it was permanently put into place for $250,000 in 2010. So that has continued. Now, what's interesting to understand here is you don't have to apply for this insurance coverage. It's automatic as long as the bank is an FDIC-insured bank. So what's important also is to know that when you put your money into those types of accounts at a bank, that the limit applies per ownership category, per account, and just make sure that you're not exceeding the insurance limit for each ownership category. So ownership category could be an individual or a joint type of account. So just important to understand before you open up that account. There's a lot of banks out there. You want to make sure that you're at one that has the FDIC insurance.
Really important stuff for you there. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professional, CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas. If you've got a question for Malia and CJ, we would love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with your question for our retirement planning professionals. You can learn more about CJ, Malia, and everyone at Claus Financial on their website, ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And if you'd like to get on the air, you can give us a call right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Probably heard Malia there talking about banks. And if you're like a lot of folks, you may be a member of a credit union going, what about me? We'll find out those details and take your calls next as Money in Motion with Claus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Claus Financial, the website ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. It is complimentary. And if you've got a question for CJ and Malia, we'd love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We're talking about guarantees this morning. We left off talking about banks and the FDIC, and I know a lot of people have been using credit unions. Are there any type of guarantees if you keep your money at a credit union?
Yeah, we do. We do have a lot of clients, of course, who use credit unions. They're more community-based. Usually they have emerged from a specific employer or an industry that has access to a credit union. But today, most credit unions are open to anybody. study. So you do find them more community oriented. And sometimes you find their fees more competitive than what you find at your local bank. So a lot of people are out there putting money at a credit union, and they actually do offer a guarantee. So similar to what we saw with the banks with the FDIC coverage, which we said was permanently changed to $250,000, the National Credit Union Share Insurance Fund is the NCUA. That actually has created the same guarantee of the $250,000 of insurance at a federally insured credit union. So again, when you walk in the door or you speak to the teller, you want to make sure that that particular credit union does have that NCUA coverage. So find out if they're a member. And if you want to know this ahead of time, you can go to the website ncua.gov and find out if your credit union is on that list. So same limits apply. The limit of $250,000 applies per depositor, per insured bank, or in this case, credit union for each ownership category. So individual, family, joint, etc. But again, the key here is to understand what it covers and what it doesn't. So both FDIC and NCUA does not cover funds held in investments, like CJ was discussing. So the stocks, bonds, mutual funds, life insurance policies, annuities, or municipal securities, even if they were purchased through a bank or credit union with the FDIC or NCUA institution guarantee, those items are not guaranteed. Okay, so there's definitely a shift here for you to understand the difference between your investments versus those monies stored away in a bank or a credit union. So check and make sure you know what you're putting your money into before you do that.
Important distinctions there, that is for sure. Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. One of the things you'll often hear is certain insurance products, things like annuities, that they're guaranteed. Should we consider those for a source of guarantees, or what are the ins and outs of annuities?
Yeah, they can certainly be a source of guarantees. Before we get into that, just to to kind of hammer home on something Malia mentioned there about those limit or guaranteed limits for NCUA and for FDIC, for credit unions and banks. Often Malia and I will run into people who have done well throughout their lives, but to us, they're making really silly risk decisions. So what do I mean by this? Hey, people put money in banks often instead of, say, securities, because they're concerned about the risk, the market risk associated with securities, or the business risk associated with a stock. And yet they'll put their money in one bank and have $700,000 in one bank that's not covered fully by FDIC. Even when I say it, I hope everybody kind of goes, huh, that would be weird. Why would you do that? Because inevitably, you're taking on unneeded risk at that point. If that bank or credit union goes out of business, which remember, banks and credit unions don't sit on your money. They lend it out. And when they go under, it can mean that actually that money is gone or defaulted. And therefore, that $250,000 limit is something you should be very aware of and make sure that you're not going over those limits. And I'll add to that, there's even institutions now that help you do this without you having to manage it on your own. Institutions like Max My Interest or Betterment that'll actually take and make sure you only have $250,000 in any one bank money market account. So sorry for that little bit of a rant there, but I just want everybody to understand, if you really are a risk averse person who doesn't want your money in stocks or bonds or mutual funds, then don't double down on that, you know, that risk aversion and make a mistake by putting over the FDIC limits in any one institution. So hopefully that makes sense. But back to your point, Sean, are, you know, insurance products or annuities something that people should be considering as it relates to providing another source of a guarantee? And the answer is yes. Now, to be clear, annuities at their very basic core are not investments, but rather they're long-term policies or contracts between you and an insurance company. They are insurance contracts, and those insurance contracts can provide guaranteed income over a specified period of time. So if you were to know what we know as investment professionals, when we hear annuity, we think income guarantee. Or said another way, maybe in layperson's terms, when we hear annuity, we often think pension-like guaranteed income. So because of that, insurance products can offer these guarantees, but you should completely understand what that insurance product or the sub-investments are providing in terms of guarantees, because there's many types of annuities. There's equity-indexed annuities. There's variable annuities. There's fixed annuities. And then there's hybrid contracts between them. So you need to understand what is actually being guaranteed in the annuity that I have and what is not guaranteed in the annuity that I have. And you should also know that insurance companies aren't typically nonprofit organizations, meaning they are there to make a profit and they charge a fee for that guarantee. So you need to understand not only what's guaranteed and what's not, but also what is the cost associated with that guarantee.
Is flexibility is also an issue there, right? That some people need to be considered is that they're not as, you're kind of locked in. Am I right on that with a lot of this?
Yeah. Exactly right, Sean. So one of the ways that often the insurance companies will add a cost element, which is not a direct cost in terms of a commission, but it's a more of a secondary cost, is lockups. So they'll say, hey, if you put your money in this insurance product for 8 years, we will give you whatever the number is, a 2% guaranteed rate of return. But if you pull it out before the end of that 8 years, you're going to get a penalty along the way. And that penalty is large at the beginning, and then it declines every year down to the eighth year, and then eventually the penalty goes away. So as you're saying, Sean, for that guarantee, you have some level of lack of flexibility, which again can be a risk. Right? That alone can be a risk, because what if markets change or inflation changes and suddenly your 2% rate of return is no longer even keeping up with inflation, right? Suddenly now you go, oh, I've got a guarantee, but that guarantee is to lose me money. Mm-hmm. Right. So these are tricky things. It's one of the reasons why we really encourage people. Doesn't have to be us, but you want to eventually seek out some level of professional guidance if you're going to be doing a fair amount of investing.
And I know you mentioned it as well. I know we've done programs on all of these areas in great, great depth. And folks can, of course, go back and listen at KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can also submit a question online to be answered in the Money in Motion list. Question Corner. As a matter of fact, we're going to do that. We'll also do the Money in Motion Kloss Financial Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do that and wrap up our conversation about guarantees with CJ and Malia as we talk this morning on Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. A lot of great ways to get in contact and learn more about Kloss Financial. Mention the website, KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. A fantastic resource to kind of get to know a little bit about Kloss Financial. They're separate divisions. Also an opportunity there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, that online at KlaasFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That a first appointment, that first conversation with Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. It's not going to cost you a thing. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Just a moment. We're going to need to use that number as well for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Before we get to that, though, let's head on over and check out the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And Gary wrote in the following question. Gary says, I'm 66 years old and getting ready to retire next year. That is awesome. I'll also begin to draw my Social Security benefit as well. Will I have to pay taxes on Social Security? This is a fun one. Let's hear it.
This is a fun one. And Gary, thank you for writing in for this one instead of calling in for this one, because I have to humbly admit that I don't keep all of these numbers in, you know, lock and seal in my brain as I walk around throughout the day. So I know the general answer, but I had to look up the specific numbers. So thanks, Gary. But the answer to your question is yes. It does depend upon what's called your provisional income. And if your provisional income is high enough, then up to 85% of your Social Security benefits are subject to federal income taxes. Now, to be clear, that does not mean that you will pay 85% taxes, but rather you would pay tax on up to 85% of your Social Security income in federal income taxation. Now, at what rate? And the answer is, well, that depends upon your, of course, marginal income tax bracket on those dollars. But generally speaking, up to 85% could be taxable. Now, what that means is, under current law, 15% of your Social Security income is always tax-free. Let me repeat that. Said another way, Gary, 15% of your Social Security income is always federally income tax-free. But the way to determine if you're going to pay taxes on that and what percentage you're going to pay on is to look at your provisional income. And that is just taking your modified adjusted gross income, adding in half of your Social Security benefit, and then add in all of your tax-exempt interest. This could be like municipal bond interest. Now, an example of this would be if you're married and filing a joint tax return. If your provisional income, based on that definition I gave, is less than $32,000 or $25,000 if you're single, then there is no tax on your Social Security income. So that in that example, 0% is taxable. If your income is between $32,000 and $44,000 as a couple, or $25,000 to $34,000 if you're single, then up to 50% of your Social Security benefit would be taxable. And then finally, if your income is more than $44,000, that's that provisional income I talked about, or $34,000 for singles, then up to 85% of your Social Security benefits are taxable. So, Gary, you can see why I said up to 85%. Often people in retirement exceed that $44,000 as a couple, and therefore up to 85% of their Social Security income is federally income taxable. So great question. Thanks for asking it.
Can also see why you have notes on this one, CJ. There's a lot of moving parts to that. If you missed any part, speaking of moving parts, you missed any part of today's program, maybe you stepped out, got some coffee, dropped the kiddos or grandkids off at school, great opportunity to listen back in the podcast, KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. You can also do what Gary did, which is submit a question to be answered right here on the program at KlaasFinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the first visit, that appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number now as well, because it's time for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. You then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaus Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Target. This week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week is this: FDIC depositor insurance for banks covers deposits in banks for up to how much per investor per account? Is it $100,000 or $250,000? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Target. Again, that is Klaus Financial's office right here in Madison. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number 442-5637 and the website KlaasFinancial.com. CJ, Malia, it is always fantastic hanging out with you guys. You enjoy the day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
We'll get a check of news next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial. Money, 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 money.